Nancy Pearl reads a lot. She loves armchair travel and mysteries. But Nancy says there's something particularly enticing about a writer's first novel.
I do love first novels. I love to give them a chance and by reading them and seeing, and then looking forward to authors, to the second books that they'll bring out. And this one is a perfect book for the end of the summer because this is the kind of beach read or...
I just raised my hand.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
An end of the summer beach read. Elizabeth Egan's first novel is called A Window Opens. And it's a novel about a young married woman who is a book editor at a magazine, as the author was herself at Glamour magazine. And then when her husband's job suddenly disappears, she has to get a different job. And she gets a job at an online company, which sounded to me a lot like the Huffington Post. But I mean, it was not named that, of course. And then has to become pretty much the major breadwinner of the family and take care of her children. And then in the midst of all of this, her father, whom she adores, becomes deathly ill. So it is a book that manages all of those various plot streams and does it in a way that just makes for a very satisfying book.
One of the things that struck me as you're talking about this is whether every book editor is really an aspiring writer deep inside.
I think when you work with books all the time, you often think, I wonder if I could do something like that. Or when you're in a particular place in your life and you want something that will not necessarily help you deal with it, but will reflect where you are in your life and you can't find anything. I think that's in many ways can be a motivation to write the book that you would like to read.
It's a big leap. I'm not sure if it's a window opening, as the title might imply, but you might just call it the great leap into the void because it's kind of scary.
And I think that I have such respect for people who can write a book. Writing, I think, is creative writing, I think, is a gazillion times harder than reading. It takes a different part of your brain. It takes a different kind of stick-to-itiveness. Everything conspires, I think, in many ways against the writer.
It is hard. And when faced with, I guess it's not a blank page anymore, it's a blank computer screen, you run terrified or you have an urge to fill it. And clearly, Elizabeth Egan, with this novel, A Window Opens, managed to make that jump to another way of thinking about words.
She did. And she did a very, very nice job. The book that I think it's closest to in tone and in spirit is Alison Pearson's book, I Don't Know How She Does It, where Kate Reddy was the main character, the mother. And, you know, that book opens with having to make cookies for her daughter for the next day after working, you know, 8 hours at her very challenging job. I loved that book. And I have to say, I loved Elizabeth Egan's book equally.
Perfect last visit to the beach read. It's called A Window Opens by Elizabeth with an S, not a Z, Egan, E-G-A-N. Nancy Pearl, thanks.
Thank you, Marcy.
You can find all of Nancy's book reviews at KUOW.org. Nancy Pearl's the author of the Book Less series, and she joins us most Tuesdays on The Record.